now I'm pleased to welcome to the program a young man who's already demonstrated an ability to impart knowledge about computer issues to others through his Winamp tutorial. I'm speaking, of course, of Corey Samaha, and he joins us now. Welcome, Corey. What have you got on the menu today?
What I want to talk about today is about a program that I've just figured out, or just recently figured out, that I've thought it's pretty easy to use. And I wanted to share with you some of the things that I found out about it, because I think it might be useful for some people who don't like to go fiddling around with programs that they don't actually know what they're doing with and trying different things out. It's not very fun to do that. So hopefully this little mini tutorial will give you some direction on how to go, and you'll see that I still haven't figured out some of the things about it, but I think I know enough to give you a pretty good overview on how to use the program. The program is called HyperTerminal. You've probably heard of it before because it's in Windows. It's come packaged with Windows. And if you get Windows, you pretty likely have it. And if you can't find it on your system, it's pretty easy to install from your Windows CD. And there are a couple different versions of this program I should point out. One is the regular version that comes with Windows. The other version is called the Private Edition, and I'm not sure exactly why it's called that, but it has some advanced features that I haven't really seen a need to use. But if you're interested in the Private Edition and you want me to send it to you, I have it. I have the file on a CD somewhere that it just came with a bunch of other speech-friendly programs that I have. But if you want me to send that file to you with the HyperTerminal Private Edition, I can do that, and I'll give my email address at the end here so you can contact me if you want to. So let's get started. What I'm going to be using to demonstrate this is I've brought with me a Blazy note taker here. Actually, it's my Braillite, but this can apply to any Blazy note taker, because all of them have pretty much the same interface. I'm running the IBM software Speech and WindowEyes. So let's start with this. I'm just going to get my Braillite here, and the Braillite I have connected to one of the serial ports on my computer right now. So it's connected, and we'll see. We'll go and see how to make a profile in HyperTerminal so we can set it up on how to use this. You might not actually be using the Braillite, and if you don't, you want to make sure that you do. You want to set it up the way that your program needs it, not the way that I'm doing it. But if you have the Braillite, this could be particularly useful. And if you don't, it could be useful also, because most of the things will apply here. So what do we do to start this program? We bring up the Start menu.
Start menu.
And we hit P for Programs.
P.
I have two things that starts with P, and you probably don't have that. So in which case, it'll probably just open up for you.
That equals accessories pull down.
And I have some weird sound effects, so don't let those bother you, and don't get worried about those. Accessories.
C equals communications pull down.
And I go to communications.
E equals dial up networking.
And then I hit down arrow once.
H equals HyperTerminal.
To start the program, and then I hit enter.
Menu closed. Menu closed. Button start. List.
Okay. Now, when we start this program, the program is not actually started yet, actually. Where it takes you is into a list view of all the files in the HyperTerminal folder, in which case, I think it's installed in /programfiles/accessories/HyperTerminal. And, that's where it takes you. So to start the program, you actually have to arrow through here and find the executable file, which we'll do in a second, but I just want to show you some of the files that are in here, because it comes with a couple of files already, and I've created a couple, too. So let's see what we got here.
At email point.
We got,
At email.ht, one of 8, no selected item.
Alright, AT&T mail.
MCI mail point.
I gotta sort this into a list.
It's
just my personal preference.
Top T mail point HT 1 of 8.
Okay, so now when I hit down arrow, we'll see all of them.
Braille light point HT 2 of 8.
Now the Braille light dot HT file. HT files are hyperterminal files. Files that are specific to a hyperterminal. And they contain all the settings for the profile that you're going to make. And we'll see how to make one here in a second.
CompuServe point HT 3 of 8. Tickens point DLL 4 of 8. Hyperterm point DLL 5 of 8. Hyperterm point X 6 of 8. Install point log 7 of 8. Bottom MCI mail point HT 8 of 8.
Okay, so those are all the files. And as you can see, Microsoft or whoever is doing this created a few files in here already. Preset kind of things like CompuServe and AT&T, things like that. I'm going to go back up to the top.
Top T mail. Braille light point HT 2 of 8.
And Braille light dot HT is the one I've created. That's the second one. And I'm going to deliberately delete this one because I'm going to show you how to make one. And so we'll just recreate it, which doesn't take too long. So I'm going to hit the delete key.
Braille light point HT 2 of 8. Hyperterminal.
Yes, I do want to delete it. Okay, now if I arrow through.
Top T mail point HT. 1 of 7 nozzle compute.
It's not there anymore. So what do we do to start this program? We go down here.
Tickens hyperterm point DLL hyperterm point X 5 of.
It's called the files 8 hyper T. R, I think it is, dot .exe. That's the one we press enter on.
Hyperterminal. Button upgrade info. Dialog. New connection hyperterminal.
Okay, now it brings you into the new connection dialog. And that's an option you could get from the file menu in this program. We'll see how to do that in a second. This allows you to create a new connection. And I've just deleted mine, so we're going to go ahead and recreate it. So some of these things will be specific to the Braille light, and some of them won't be. So you might, if you're using a different device, if you're connecting something different to your computer, you're going to want to make sure that you set all the settings correctly. Okay, so let's see what the first option is. What do they want us to do here?
Edit box, N equals name.
They want a name for this connection. So you can type any name you want. And as you can see, the one that I typed before was called Braille Light. And I'm going to keep mine the same, but if you don't want yours the same, you can call it anything you want to. But since mine is the Braille Light and I'm using it, the Blazy Note Taker, I'm just going to go ahead and keep it that way.
B-R-A-I-L-L-E space L-I-T-E.
Okay, and so I type that.
Braille light.
And I just confirm. And then I hit tab.
List box I equals icon. Top graph.
Now the icon, probably you're not going to be too concerned about. And especially if you're blind, you probably don't care what icon it's going to show when you click on the program, on your file to start the program. So, you can go through this list, but your screen reader might not read the options to you the right way, because it's a kind of a graphical thing. So this probably won't concern you too much.
Button OK.
And then we have the OK button.
Braille light hyperterminal. Custom control. Enter details for the phone number that you want to dial. C equals country code.
This it thinks by default it's going to think that you want to dial a phone number, and in this case, of course, since we're using the Braille light, we don't want to dial a phone number. We just want it to connect to one of our serial ports. So, by default, it has your modem selected, and I'm going to go around and change that so that we connect to the COM port instead of the modem. So I hit tab here.
Combo box N equals connect using U.S Robotics 56K voice wind scroll down arrow.
That's my modem, and You might not have the same modem, but let's not choose this option because you can choose it if you want to. I'm not sure what you're going to use this for, but I'm not going to choose that. I'm going to choose my COM port.
Direct to COM 1 scroll down arrow.
Which happens to be the next option. And I only have two COM ports on my system, and one is being used by my modem, and the only one that's free is COM 1. So that's the one I'm using for this.
Button cancel.
And then we have the cancel button.
Button OK.
And the OK button.
Braille Light Hyper Terminal. Property Sheet Dialog COM 1 Properties Combo Box.
We have the properties for COM port 1, which means you can go and set different things. This is where you might want to be careful, because you want to make sure that the settings on the external device that you're connecting to your computer match the settings of the COM port. And the first thing I did, which was really stupid when I first started using the program, I came in here and I set all the options, and I chose the highest bits per second, which is also known as baud rate, for the Braille Light. And the Braille Light can only go as fast as 38,400, which still isn't bad. So I set it to that without thinking to change the setting on the Braille Light. And so, of course, when I tried to transfer things, I couldn't do anything. And so you want to make sure that the settings that you're setting on the computer match the settings that you set on your other device. In which case, in my case, it's the Braille Light. So let's go in here and see what kind of options are here.
Port settings.
Okay, we have the port settings. This is the tab control. I just hit shift tab once.
Combo box B equals bits per second. 2400 scroll down arrow.
It's by default it's set to 2400. I'm not sure why that is. You probably want to change that. I'm going to go to 38,000, which is the highest that the Braille Light goes. And then I'm going to make sure that the Braille Light is set correctly.
4800 scroll down arrow.
So I'm using down arrow.
9600 scroll down arrow. 19200 scroll down arrow. 38400 scroll down arrow.
That's the one I want. So I leave it that way and I hit tab to see what else is here.
Combo box D equals data bits. 8 scroll down arrow.
8 data bits. Probably most of the things in here you probably don't want to change. Or you probably don't really care to change, but if you want to, they're here.
Combo box P equals parity. None scroll down arrow.
No parity, and we'll leave it that way.
Combo box S equals stop bits. One scroll down arrow.
And these are just some properties for the port settings.
Combo box F equals flow control. Hardware scroll down arrow. Button A equals advanced. Button R equals restore defaults. Button OK.
And finally we have the OK button.
Braille Light Hyper Terminal. Custom control.
Which I just hit enter on. Okay, so we're done setting up our profile, and now we're in the program. So let's take a look at some of the options in here to see what all we can do. I'll hit Alt here to bring up the menu bar.
F equals file pull down.
And we'll start with the file menu, and we'll see what kind of options are in there.
N equals new connection.
New connection, that's what we just went through. You can create another one if you want.
O equals open, dialog. S equals save. A equals save as, dialog.
Now, we might want to save this one since we went in here and we just set it up. So if you want to, you can choose save right now.
S equals save. New closed. Custom control.
Okay.
Pergless.
Now it's saved. And if you didn't save it, that's no problem, because if you closed the program, it would ask you automatically if you wanted to save it. Let's look at some of the other menus, because some of them are a little bit more interesting.
X. Menu close.
Oops, sorry, I hit the wrong key.
F equals file.
Let's go across here.
E equals edit pull down. V equals view pull down.
And the edit and the view menus are pretty standard. A lot of the options that are in there you've seen in other programs.
C equals call pull down.
The call menu is where things get a little bit more interesting. Let's hit enter on that and see what we can do here.
C equals call disabled.
The call option is disabled, and that's because I'm already connected. Now, what this option does, in case you don't know, it will allow you to, let's say we had set it up to call a phone number. Whenever we chose this option, it would call the phone number that we specify. In this case, I'm just connecting to one of my serial ports on the computer. So whenever I choose this option, it's going to connect to my COM port. In my case, COM port 1. So depending on the settings that you chose, something else might happen when you choose this option. But I'm already connected, so that's why this option is disabled right now.
W equals wait for a call disabled.
And that's disabled also.
S equals stop waiting disabled. D equals disconnect.
Disconnect is where you go if you want to deactivate the use it using your COM port. Let's say if you want to free that up for other things, but you don't want to close the program, you can tell it to disconnect from your serial port, so you can use that for your external speech synthesizer or your braille display, whatever. And let's see what else. That's it, I think.
Menu closed C.
Okay, let's arrow to the right. I close that menu.
T equals transfer pull down.
And the transfer menu is where a lot of things happen from, and we're going to be using that menu a lot today. So let's look in there, and the only other one that's here is help.
H equals help pull down.
Which is pretty standard. We don't really want to look at that.
T equals transfer pull down.
All right, we'll hit enter here.
S equals send file dialog.
Send file is one of them.
R equals receive file dialog.
Receive.
C equals capture text dialog. T equals send text file dialog. P equals capture to printer. S equals send file dialog.
The two you want to be concerned about in this case is send file and receive file. Those are the two top items in the transfer menu. And those are the ones that we're going to be using today. I created a test file here on the BrailleLite, which I'll show you in a second. Basically, all I wrote was, this is a test, and I have the BrailleLite right here, so I'll let you hear the file that I wrote. But I wrote a test file just so we could practice transferring file from the BrailleLite to the computer. So let me turn on the BrailleLite here, and we'll play with some options in there for a second.
BrailleLite 2000 ready transfer test one page.
Okay, now so we heard the little ready prompt, and then it said what file we were in. In this case, it's the transfer test file that I created already. And if you don't know already, you might want to just take a look at the status menu, the ST cord, and make sure that all of your settings match each other, which might be a good thing to do. Let's just take a quick look.
Status menu, line video and transmitted on.
That's the wrong option. I don't know how it got there.
Interactive off.
So I went to the top of the menu, now it says interactive.
Serial port off.
Now, serial port, it's talking about the BrailleLite serial port. In the case of file transfers, you want the serial port to be on, but the thing is, it turns itself on automatically when you're going to transfer a file, so you don't really need to worry about this. And also, it'll automatically turn itself off when you're done transferring the file. So that's a pretty nice feature.
38,400.
Now, I previously set this, so it knows I set it up to work with 38,400 baud. But by default, it works with 9,600 baud, so you might just want to double-check that and make sure what you have is really what you have on the computer side of things.
No parity.
Okay, now, we don't really need to look at the rest. The rest I didn't really change. No parity and 8 data bits and 1 stop bit. I'm going to exit the menu here,
exit.
And we will take a look at our files menu, which is pretty empty right now. I don't have a lot of files on my Braille right now because this is not a time of the year when I use it most. But sometimes I do. It comes in handy. Let me just take a quick look in there.
Option. Enter file command.
Okay, now I'm going to see. All right, I'm not sure what you heard there, but
transfer test.
All right, transfer test is what we have, and that's it. So what we want to do is get this file called transfer test into the computer and see if it works. Let me just see where I am here.
Nope.
Okay. Let me bring up the file menu.
F equals file pull down.
And we will just go through there and see how to send a file. We hit T for the transfer menu.
T. S equals send file. Dialog.
In this case, we want to receive a file. We're going to send the file from the BrailleLite to the computer, and the computer is going to receive it. So we're going to choose the send option on the BrailleLite and the receive option on the computer.
R equals receive file. Dialog.
That's the one we want.
C equals use receiving protocol menu closed.
Now it wants to know what protocol we want to use. In this case, and probably a lot of other cases, I'm going to be using, most often I'm going to use the Y modem protocol. But as you can see, there are a lot of different ones here. But the Y protocol, the Y modem transfers, seems to work the best, at least for me, because it's a nice, easy way, and it captures the file name right along with it. Some of the other older kind of protocols don't do that. So let's hit Tab once to go to this, or it might be twice.
Button B equals Browse.
Yeah,
dialog.
It is twice.
Combo box U equals Use Receiving Protocol.
All right, and by default we're on.
Modem with crash recovery. Scroll down arrow.
We're on, I'm not sure, it's pronouncing it wrong, so I'm not really sure how it's, I didn't look to see how that's spelled, but we're going to go up.
Zmodem scroll down arrow. Imodem G scroll down arrow. Imodem scroll down arrow.
Alright, it's saying Y modem, but it's pronouncing it the wrong way. See, if I put my mouse pointer,
pointer out it. L. U.
I'll just let you hear that, how that's spelled.
Use. Receiving protocol, imodem, Y-M-O-D-E-M, insert imodem.
Y-modem, see, it's not pronouncing it right, but that's the option we want.
Imodem, scroll down arrow.
And we hit tab.
Imodem, button R equals receive.
And there's the receive button. So everything's almost ready to go on the computer. Now we have to get things ready on the BrailleLite. So the first thing we do is hit T chord from the files menu. We're still in the files menu. In the BrailleLite.
Enter S to send or R to receive.
And it prompts us. It says, enter S to send or R to receive. In this case, we're going to send a file from the BrailleLite and have it be received from the computer. So we're going to choose the S option.
Enter X for X modem, 1 for X modem, 1K, or Y for Y modem.
And just, to make things simple here, we'll choose Y modem because that's the one we chose on the computer.
Transfer test is not marked.
And it says that if you use Blazy note takers before, you probably know what this means. When something isn't marked, that means it's not going to be tagged to be moved or transferred from one place to another. In this case, it's going to be to the computer. So let's mark that one because that's the one we want to do.
Transfer test is marked.
And now it's marked, and that's the only one we want to do, so we hit E chord.
Start the transfer.
It tells us to start the transfer. So on the computer, we hit enter on the receive button.
Storing as. Files packet retried.
Transfer complete. Enter file. Purchase.
Okay. So the BrailleLite said transfer complete, and the computer, as far as we know, didn't report any errors. So let's make sure of that. What we want to do now is go back to our folder. I'm not sure if you remember, but it says it's going to save in the in the C:\Program Files, Accessories, Hyper Terminal, and that's, we still have that window open, so let's go back there.
Hyper Terminal, arrow, Hyper Terminal.
And it's the bottom one, I believe, I think.
End of page, bottom, transfer 9 of 9.
Alright, and the file is called transfer, I guess the whole name didn't make it. Now to read this file, we hit the context key here on the left side of the control key on the right side of the keyboard.
Context menu.
And we hit down arrow 1.
E equals open with dialog. Menu closed.
And we hit
dialog. Top.
And I hit the control key because it's going to talk too much. And then I hit N for... We don't need a real fancy word processor for this, so I'll just hit N for notepad.
N.
Oh, I don't know what. I guess we lost focus.
Rail light hyperterm. Open with. Checkbox. N. Notepad.
Yeah, we lost focus. Okay, so now I'm on notepad. I hit enter.
Rail light hyper. I-beam.
Alright, now we're in notepad. Let's just read what it says here.
This is a test. I want to see if I can transfer a file successfully from the Braille light to the computer.
Okay, and that's what I wrote. If I let you see what's on the Braille light here.
That's it. This is a test. I want to see if I can transfer a file successfully from the Braille light to the computer.
I made a spelling error here, and I just noticed it. But I'm not going to play with that now because it's not necessary for this little review. So as you can see, the text is still there. Nothing got damaged along the way. It's just in the computer now. So this is a very useful thing. Now, let's close this because we don't need Notepad anymore.
Braille light arrow.
Okay, we're back in Hyperterminal.
Braille light Hyperterminal.
Let's look at some of the other options. We learned how to receive a file. Now, just to make sure that we know how to do things here, let's see how to send a file. We're going to send a file from the computer to the Braille light. Now, to do this, I've created some files. Actually, these are some of my personal files. And a couple of weeks ago, I backed up my files because I also updated my Braille light recently. And you know how Blazy always warns you to back up all your files before you do anything updating your Braille light. Or in any case, with your Blazy note taker, whatever model you have, whether it's a Braille and speak or a type and speak or type light, whatever. So I backed up all my files on the computer, and then using the computer with my floppy drive on the computer, I got the little update file from the disk and put it onto the Braille light, which is a big file compared to the Braille light's memory, but not so big if you're talking about Windows computers and memory and things like that. So I backed up all my files. I'm going to restore. I only backed up two of them, I think, because of the rest of them I decided I really didn't need. And I want to restore one of those. How do we do that? We go back to the transfer menu, Alt-T.
S equals send file, dialog.
And this time we are going to send a file, so I hit enter.
C equals protocol menu closed.
And again, it's going to ask us for a protocol. So let's first browse for this file. I'm not quite sure. I saved it in a file called Braille Light. So let's see if we can find that here. Actually,
button. B equals browse. Dialog.
And I could type this in pretty easily. I know the path.
Edit.
But,
At graphic hyperterminal scroll down arrow. Graphic. Combo box I.
Alright, now I'm on the combo box.
Graphic program. Graphic a main drive seat. List view. JAWS 30s. Braille light 1 of 43.
Okay. Braille light. That happens to be the first one in my C drive. So
list view.
Enter.
Numbers point BRL.
And the numbers file is where I keep all my kind of information, like phone numbers and things like that. And I never bothered to change the name. So numbers, and it has a BRL extension, which means it's a Braille file, and if we try to read it on the computer, it's not going to make much sense because I don't have a Braille translator on here. So we're going to transfer this file to the Braille light.
Numbers point BRL.
So I have that file selected.
Graphic. Edit box N equals file name numbers point BRL.
Okay.
Combo box. Button O equals open.
And we choose the open button.
E equals protocol.
And now we can choose the protocol.
Combo. Imidum G scroll. Imidum scroll down arrow.
And I go back to Y modem. And then we, let's again set things up on the Braille light. Let's see what we have here. I have to go back into the options menu.
Enter file command.
Okay, and we're back in the file commands.
Flipboard. Transfer test.
Okay, so we're back here. Let's hit T chord.
Enter S to send or R to receive.
In this case, we're going to receive.
Enter X for X modem, Y for Y modem, or P for Y modem, P.
We're going to use Y modem again.
Start the transfer.
So, again, it says start the transfer. So, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do,
button
here.
Combo box T equals protocol. Imidum scroll down arrow.
Alright, we have Y modem selected on the computer, and we hit the, tab button.
Button is equal send.
Actually, we might be able to just hit enter. And then, now we hit enter.
Packet files last. Braille light hyper terminal CCCCCC.
We're getting a little extraneous speech. But now, if I look at my files menu.
Transfer test. Numbers BRL.
The numbers.brl file is in there. So we made two successful transfers. One was sending from the Braille light to the computer, and the other one was sending from the computer to the Braille light. So it's pretty easy to do that this way. And that's all pretty much we're going to do. There's one other thing that might be kind of useful. In the file menu, there was one thing I didn't show you, but it exists, and it's one thing you might want to know about. You go into the file menu, and you there's something called properties in there. And you can go in there and change things like the baud rate and things like that in case some of your settings got messed up and you want to change them. So, and those kind of things, you can go and change the kind of system that your external device is using. Or if you don't know, there's an auto-detect option. And so that's a brief overview. Maybe I'll just take you in there and show you some of the things. Go into the file menu, and R is properties.
R, menu closed.
Okay, now...
Tab control connect to.
Alright, now I hit Shift-Tab once that we're on the connect to tab.
Button equals change icon, dialog.
Alright, we don't want that.
Combo box N equals connect using. Direct to COM1, scroll down arrow.
Alright, then that's one of my options, connect to COM1. That's the one I chose before.
Button F equals configure, dialog.
The configure button is kind of useful. Let's see what we could do there.
Property sheet dialog, COM1 properties.
Alright, now this is the dialog we looked at before when we were setting things up. It shows things like the baud rate and things. So if any of your settings somehow gets changed, you could go in here and put them back if you want to. So that's a useful thing.
Combo box B equals bits per second. 38,400 scroll down arrow.
So we have the 38,000 bits per second, the data bits, the stop bits, all that good stuff.
Button.
And I just hit escape to get out of there.
Button OK. Button tab.
And that's all on that tab. Now if we hit one arrow to the right.
Settings.
We hit the settings tab.
Radio button check back. Combo.
I'm going to skip some of these because it's not really important.
Auto detect scroll down arrow.
I'm on auto detect, and this is the emulation thing. If you want to, if you know what kind of system your external device is running, it doesn't have to be compatible with with a Windows machine. So right now it's on auto detect to detect what other kind of systems can be used with external devices.
Assist scroll down arrow.
But you also have these other options.
Auto detect scroll down, Minitel, TTY scroll, view data scroll down, VT100 scroll, VT52 scroll.
And those are it, I think.
VT52.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm going to put mine back.
Auto detect scroll down.
Auto detect. So that's pretty useful. I'm just going to hit escape to get out of here.
Braille light hyper.
And we're back in hyper terminal. And we're pretty much done in here for the day, so I'm going to close this.
Button Y equals yes dialog. Hyper terminal close box disabled graphic. You are currently connected. Are you sure you want to disconnect now?
And now this is something that it's asked you. If you chose the disconnect option, which we saw before from the call menu, before you quit the program, it won't ask you this question. But it's asking us, do we want to disconnect? And yes, we do.
So, button Y equals yes.
So I hit yes.
Hyper terminal.
And we're back in that other window, the hyper terminal window, with all the files and folders. And now, if I want to ever run hyper terminal with my settings before, you know, the ones that I set up, I don't have to go and set them up every time. I can just go scroll through the list.
Beginning. CompuServe point 8, top Tmail point 8, CompuServe, Tickens point, Hyperdrum point, Hyperdrum point, install put, MCI, BrailleLite.ht8 of
and find the BrailleLite.ht file, and it's right there. I hit enter on that file, and HyperTerminal automatically knows to pop open when it sees one of the files with the .ht extension, and it will run and keep my settings preserved. So that's pretty handy. And we'll close this now since we're done.
1.d1 Winamp.
Oh, I guess Winamp was open. And that's basically my review. If you have any questions, you can feel free to send them along, because my review is probably far from being perfect. And if you find some other useful things you might want to add, or if I didn't do this as well as I should have, or not enough detail, or if I assume too much knowledge, you can tell me that, or give me suggestions, or if you just want to ask a question, whatever. You can write to my email address, which is corey@samaha.org, and you can write there, and you can ask me some questions. If I don't know, I'll tell you that I don't know, but some of the things, if you might need help on some of the things that we talked about, I can probably help with that.
Thanks, Corey, and that email address again, if you'd like to write to him, is Corey, C-O-R-Y, @samaha.org.